Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The arrival of summer brings the annual River Reads program to the Ouachita Parish Public Library. Readers are encouraged to read along with a featured selection. Eileen Kontrovitz is head of the IT department with the library. Joins me to share more about the program. What the program celebrates 10 years, its 10th anniversary. Well, let's get right to it, Eileen. What book has been chosen for River Reads this year?
Our book this year is Bayou Diversity, Nature and People in the Louisiana Bayou Country by local author Kelby Uchley.
A very familiar name to KEDM listeners. And with Bayou Diversity, in a way, the program is remembering its beginnings. As I understand, Bayou Farewell was the first book selected back in 2004. Your thoughts on that note of delving into the rich history and the nature of Louisiana by Bayou Diversity being this year's book?
Well, if readers have been with the program for the 10 years, they'll remember that Bayou Farewell was about the loss of the coastal areas and the possible demise of those lower Florida parishes' bayous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kelby's book celebrates the bayous around the state and mostly up here in the northern part of the state, and the beautiful diversity of life and the hopeful continuation of that bayou environment. So it's a lot more hopeful, although Kelby is quite aware of the dangers in such a fragile environment.
Was it kind of an aha moment for committee members and those with the library?
Well, I'll tell you, it was kind of serendipity, as I was saying earlier. None of us really kind of had in the forefront, oh, we had Bayou Farewell, the first, and we need another Bayou kind of book. It was really quite serendipitous. We chose the book, and then we said, aha! What a great choice.
With that in mind, let's take a step back. How does the program work? Perhaps there's somebody new to the area. Somebody may hear about Kelby's book being available for the summer reading program. What all is involved in the summer reading for adults?
Well, there are two ways. You can just be a casual reader of the book. We have many copies in the system. We have an e-copy. Actually, I think we have more than one e-copy if you have an e-reader. And you can read along, but we do have programs, and we have a formal program. All of the branches have programs through the summer reading course, and you can attend those. And if you sign up formally from our website, if you attend a program or you read 100 pages of any book that's related, you can get what we call is a ticket. And those tickets are put in a hopper for free drawings. We have some prizes at the end and some nice prizes, really, to give away if you participate. But if you just want to read the book and come to a program, meet the author, Kelby will be at several of the programs and at several of the branches, you can do that. So it's really up to you how involved you want to become.
One of the things about the program, because, you know, a lot of folks have conversations about it, and something I drew from last year's selection, Amid the Swirling Ghost and Other Essays by Bill Caverly, you know, it stayed with me. Whenever I travel I-20, I get to the Arcadia or the Gibbsland exits, I immediately recall Bill's writing on Bonnie and Clyde. It's that kind of impact, I think, that this program in the read-along has, and that's part of what the program strives for, I guess.
Yeah, I think it does, and I feel that Kelby's book is very much like that. It's really like walking through the woods with the author, if you read that. Mm. It's that impactful. I keep my copy. I've read it more than once. I keep it on my nightstand. If I can't go to sleep, I pick it up and read a vignette or two. But you learn, but you also say, oh, I've seen that, and you get more information. It's really a great book. It's really a great book.
Of course, with Biodiversity, readers will get an intimate perspective of nature in our area, and you'll be able to hear more from the author himself. You mentioned lectures, book readings, book signings going on. Really, things kind of getting underway this weekend out at the River Market.
Yes, we're going to have a booth at the River Market. We will have brochures to hand out, information. We will have Kelby's book if you're interested in purchasing the book. It's pre-signed because he had a prior commitment. He can't be at River Market, but there'll be pre-signed books. you can purchase one and start reading. So it's a great opportunity. And then, of course, we have our big kickoff on May 30th, Taste of the Town, which is a wonderful, wonderful event. It's really well attended. You'll get to sample local restaurant foods and also talk about the book.
When we talk about River Reads, and you mentioned that you've read many of the books that have been selected, any stand out to you personally that you've read over the years?
Well, many, but I think my favorites have been Louisiana Women. I just love that. It was kind of like that. Of course, Bill Caverly's book was the same, short stories, small vignettes, and Kelby's. Those are the three outstanding books, in my opinion,
yeah.
And everybody has different opinions.
I think that's part about River Reads, too, the conversation that ensues when you get together at the end of the program, and people can kind of come and share about what they've drawn from the book.
Yeah, it's and it is always nice when the author is around. This is the second year in a row that we've had a local author, and that's so important. They really do become quite a part of the whole program things that we have going on. So it's really nice to actually talk to the author.
If someone would like to find out more about getting their copy, getting involved in River Reads program, or to find out more from the library, how could they do so?
Many opportunities. Visit any branch. We have brochures. We have all kinds of information. I believe each branch will have copies that they will be able to sell. Of course, you can check on our website. I'll be putting those pages up when I get back from this interview. And follow us on Facebook, because I do make lots of announcements on programs that are going on. And this summer, of course, I'll be highlighting all of the River Read programs. So if you're not following us on Facebook, please do.
Eileen Kontrovitz is the head of the IT department with the Ouachita Parish Public Library and Bayou University, the selection in this year's River Reads. Eileen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.